Members, the House will come to order. Members will please take their seats. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. The prayer today will be given by Representative James Bush. Representative Bush, please approach the well.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let us pray. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and then lead me in the way everlasting. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator, the end of the earth fainteth not? Neither is weary, for there is no searching of his understanding, for he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, God increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. O Lord, I help in ages past, and I hope for years to come. We come honoring this day because we know that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. We come because you said if we call upon you, you'll show us great and mighty things that we know it not. And you said if we lean not toward our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge you, and you would direct our path. As a collective body of Florida State legislators, we collectively honor you in all our ways concerning this day. And we are asking that you direct our path. We first want to ask you to direct the path of our outgoing speaker, Speaker Chris Sprouse, who has so smoothly and effectively navigated and have run this house with excellency. And we just paused and said we thank you for him. We thank you for his wife and his two sons. As they leave this place, but never from your presence. For we know that according to the prophet Jeremiah, you already knows his thoughts and you already have designated a plan for his life. So as he leave this place, but never from your presence, we thank you for all that he has accomplished. But we thank you also that you did not leave us without a leader. We thank you for the incoming speaker. In the God, thank you, in Jesus' name, in the personage of Speaker Paul Renner. And we thank you for what you have already done for him and what you are about to do with him. Pray that you bless his family. We pray, God, that you remind him what you said to Joshua, my servant Moses is dead, but every place that your soul shall tread upon, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. And then, God, we ask that you bless those of us that remain in this house. We all need a blessing. We all need something that you need to do for us. I don't know what it is, but you know because you made us and you know all about us. We ask that you continue to bless us as we leave this place, but never from your presence. Please direct our path. And then, God, we ask that you bless the first family of this state. We ask that you bless Governor Ron DeSantis. And we ask that you bless his family. And we thank you for allowing the First Lady to walk in divine health. And we ask that you continue to allow her to walk in divine health. We already know that she was already healed because you did it through a Jewish boy who was born in Bethlehem of Judea out of the tribe of Judah. Over 2,000 years ago, you did it. He came down through 42 long generations, healing the sick and raising the dead and giving sight to the blind. And you said with his stripes, we are already healed. So we just thank you for her healing and continue to bless the first family. And then, God, as we close this prayer, I want to thank you for what you have allowed us to do for the last 60 days here on this mountaintop. And we pray that all that we have accomplished, that it is pleasing unto your sight. And everything that we have done has been based on your word. For we know your word has dunamis power. It also brings truth and justice. As it was once said that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it inevitably bends towards justice. As Carlyle would say, no lie will live forever. As William Cullen Bryant would say, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. As Jane Russell Lord would say, truth so ever on the scaffold and wrong forever on the throne, but yet the scaffold sways the future, and behind them unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch of his very own. As the master teacher taught, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make thee free. And when you have done it unto the least of these, my brothers and sisters, he said, you have done it unto me. And I know that the time that's been allotted me is over. And I'm going to stop right here. But if I ask you for, just thank you for another blessing. I just want to thank you for the fact that you did not charge us for inhaling and exhaling your air that we breathe. And it's so much more. But we thank you, God, for this day and for this house. Now, I submit this prayer to the one who is able to keep us from falling, to keep us from the dark valleys of despair to the bright mountains of hope, from the midnight of desperation until the daybreak of joy, be both power and authority now, henceforth, and forevermore, is your servant prayer we pray in your son's holy name. And everybody said amen. Amen.
I asked Representative Bush to bring the heat, and he did indeed. The clerk will unlock the machine, and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? Have all members recorded their presence? Clerk will lock the machine, announce the presence of a quorum.
107 members voting, a quorum is present, Mr.
Speaker. Members and visitors in the gallery, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. The pledge today will be led by Representative Snyder from his desk.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, shall the journal approved. Are there messages from the Senate?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
What do you say? Are there reports of standing committees and subcommittees?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there motions relating to committee and subcommittee references? Are there matters on reconsideration? All right, members, just a brief roadmap for today. Having completed explanations, questions, and debate on all of the budget bills on Friday, today we will adopt the conference reports and then vote on each bill as amended. We will take up the House bills first and then the Senate bills once they are received from the Senate. All right, members, with that, let's get started. Read the first conference report.
The Honorable Chris Sprouse, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on CS for HB 7027, same being an act relating to the judicial branch, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the Senate recede from its amendment 448776. Two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading of the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gregory, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we accept this committee conference report in its entirety.
Representative Gregory moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, Representative Gregory, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Members, having waved close, the question now recurs on final passage of CS for House Bill 7027. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine, announce the vote.
93 yeas, 14 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the next report.
The Honorable Chris Sprouse, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on HB 5005, same being, an act relating to collective bargaining, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the Senate recede from its amendment 427964. Two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading of the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Trumbull, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Trumbull moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, Representative Trumbull, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Question now recurs on final passage of House Bill 5005. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock machine, announce a vote.
108 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the next report.
The Honorable Chris Sprouse, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on HB 5007, same being an act relating to state-administered retirement systems, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the Senate recede from its amendment 383086. Two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Trumbull, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Trumbull moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, Representative Trumbull, you're recognized close.
Wave close.
Having waved close, question now recurs on final passage of House Bill 5007. Clerk will unlock the machine. Members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine, announce the vote.
108 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the next report.
The Honorable Chris Sprouse, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on HB 5009, same being an act relating to the state group insurance program, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the Senate recede from its amendment 105220. Two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading of the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Stevenson, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Stephen moves to receive the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, Representative Stevenson, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waved close, question now recurs on final passage of House Bill 5009. Clerk will unlock the machine. Members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine, announce the vote.
108 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the next report.
The Honorable Chris Sprouse, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on HB 5301, same being an act relating to the Capitol Center, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the Senate recede from its amendment 521994. Two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading of the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Stevenson, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Stevenson moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, Representative Stevenson, you are recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waved close, question now recurs on final passage of House Bill 5301. Clerk will unlock the machine. Members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine. Announce a vote.
108 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next report.
The Honorable Chris Brow, Speaker, House of Representatives, the Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate, dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on HB 5011, same being, an act relating to the budgeting for inflation that drives elevated needs fund, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. 1, that the Senate recede from its amendment 147946. 2, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto, and by reference made a part of this report. Reading of the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Trumbull, you're recognized for a motion.
Thanks so much, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety.
Representative Trumbull moves to accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. So the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, Representative Trumbull, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waved close, question now recurs on final passage of House Bill 5011. Clerk will unlock the machine. Members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine. Announce a vote.
82 yeas, 26 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the next report.
The Honorable Chris Brow, Speaker, House of Representatives, the Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate, dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on HB 5003, same being an act relating to the implementing the 2022 to 2023 General Appropriations Act, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. 1, that the Senate recede from its amendment 343158. 2, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading of the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Trumbull, you're recognized for a motion.
Thanks, Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Trumbull moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, Representative Trumbull, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waved close, question now recurs on final passage of House Bill 5003. Clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine. Announce a vote.
105 yeas, 3 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Members, pursuant to the state constitution and joint rule 2.14, the 72-hour period began to run upon completion of the furnishing of the required copies to each member of the legislature, each cabinet member, the governor, and the chief justice of the Florida Supreme Court. The House clerk attested that the required copies were furnished in accordance with the constitution and the joint rule on Thursday, March 10th, 2022 at 1:53 p.m. Additionally, all conforming bills recommended by conference committees have been published, subject to the 24-hour review period pursuant to Joint Rule 2.18. Read the next conference report.
The Honorable Chris Brow, Speaker, House of Representatives, the Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate, dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on HB 5001, same being an act making appropriations, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. 1, that the Senate recede from its amendment 889818. 2, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading of the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Trumbull, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Trumbull moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. So the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, Representative Trumbull, you are recognized to close on the GAA.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm just kidding. members, this is a good budget. It's a great budget for Florida and its long-term success. This budget has record funding for many important programs and creates record reserves to position our state to weather future storms. Members, a yes vote on this budget is a vote for the most vulnerable, the least of these, as James said in his prayer today, through our health and human services programs. A vote for our kids' future and education, a vote for cultural opportunities, a vote for better roads and infrastructure, a vote for state employees, and a vote for protecting our environment. I have many people to thank, from Ms. Gloria, who always keeps us fed, to our appropriations staff, Denise Potvin, Kira Smith, Adam Keith, Greg Davis, Bruce Topp, Don Pygott and Brian Clark, led by their fearless leader and Eric Pridgen. Thank y'all. Thank you for everything that you have done, the amount of work that y'all have put together to help us get to where we are. We could also not have accomplished this without the time and tireless work of our sub-chairs. We've worked together on a multitude of complicated issues these last 2 years and have done what is best for our state. To Vice Chair McCore, to Representatives Avila, Stevenson, Plakin, Placencia, Fine, Tomko, and Williamson, thank y'all. I'd go to battle with y'all every single day. Speaker Sprouse, thanks for giving this North Florida boy a chance of a lifetime. Your vision for our state has made this a better place for our babies and children, for our mothers and fathers. You made a difference to people trying to find a job or trying to educate their children in the best environment that they choose. You've made a lasting impact on this state, and it's been an honor to serve with you. With that, members, because I know everybody wants to get out of here, I close and encourage your favorable support on this very good budget. Thank you.
Chairman Trumbull, having closed on the GAA, the question now recurs on final passage of House Bill 5001. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine, announce the vote.
105 yeas, 3 nays, Mr. Speaker.
So the conference report passes. Chairman Trumbull and your budget subcommittee chairs, the budget staff, I just want to thank you all again. You know, this is a bit of an unceremonious ending for the budget, but there's a lot of work over these past 2 years, and whether it was the threat of having to cut, you know, billions of dollars from the budget when we came in last year to this year, where we really get to plan for Florida's future. Chairman Trumbull, your sub-chairs have done an amazing job guiding this House. We're so proud of this budget and so appreciative of your leadership. Thank you. Members, we in a moment are going to stand in recess. We're going to be waiting for messages to come over for the Senate. Don't go very far. We don't expect it to take very long to be in receipt of their messages. Once we've received them all, we will collect them, organize them, come back in order to finish our business. With that, we will stand in informal recess. Clerk will lock the machine, announce the presence of a quorum.
107 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Read the conference report on Senate Bill 2510.
The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the conference committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2510 as amended by the conference committee report and request the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary. The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on SB 2510, same being an act relating to Florida Gaming Control Commission, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the House of Representatives recede from its amendment 021467. Two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached here to and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Stevenson, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Stevenson moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay. All opposed, no. So the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, Representative Stevenson, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Question now recurs on final passage of Senate Bill 2510. The clerk will unlock the machine. Members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
102 yeas, 5 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the next report. Read the report on Senate Bill 2512.
The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted conference committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2512 as amended by the conference committee report and request the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary.
Representative Stevenson, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Stevenson moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. So the motion is adopted. Please read the conference report.
The Honorable Chris Bowell, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on SB 2512, same being an act relating to aircraft, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the House of Representatives recede from its amendment 006271. Two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading of the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Stevenson moves to accept the conference committee's report. All in favor say yay. All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, Representative Stevenson waves closed. The question now recurs on final passage of Senate Bill 2512. Clerk will unlock the machine. Members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine. Announce a vote.
95 yeas, 11 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the conference committee report on Senate Bill 2514.
The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the Conference Committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2514 as amended by the Conference Committee report and request the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary. The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your Conference Committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on SB 2514, same being an act relating to electronic filing of taxes, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the House of Representatives recede from its amendment 335167. Two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Stevenson, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Stevenson moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay. All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, you are recognized to close. Having waived close, question now recurs on final passage of Senate Bill 2514. Clerk will unlock the machine. Members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine. Announce a vote.
107 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the conference report on Senate Bill 2516.
The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the Conference Committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2516 as amended by the Conference Committee report and request the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary. The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your Conference Committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on SB 2516, same being an act relating to the Office of the Judges of Compensation Claims, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the House of Representatives recede from its amendment 085-299. Two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Stevenson, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Stevenson moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday and having waived closed, the question now recurs on final passage of Senate Bill 2516. Clerk will unlock the machine. Members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine. Announce a vote.
107 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the conference committee report on Senate Bill 2518.
The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker, I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the Conference Committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2518 as amended by the Conference Committee report and request the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary. The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your Conference Committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on SB 2518, same being an act relating to information technology, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the House of Representatives recede from its amendment 822413. Two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Stevenson, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Stevenson moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate and waiving closed, the question now recurs on final passage of Senate Bill 2518. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine. Announce a vote.
107 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the conference committee report on Senate Bill 2530.
The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker. I'm directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the Conference Committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2530 as amended by the Conference Committee report and requests the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary. The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your Conference Committee on the disagreeing votes of the two Houses on SB 2530, same being an act relating to motor vehicle title fees, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective Houses as follows. 1, that the House of Representatives recede from its amendment 865901. 2, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the Conference Committee amendment attached here too, and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Williamson, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move to accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety.
Members, Representative Williamson moves to accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yea.
Yea.
All opposed, no. So the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, you are recognized to close.
Wave close one last time, Mr. Speaker.
Having waived close, question now recurs on final passage of Senate Bill 2530. The clerk will unlock the machine. Members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine, announce the vote.
106 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the conference committee report on Senate Bill 2526.
The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the Conference Committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2526 as amended by the Conference Committee report and requests the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary. The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your Conference Committee on the disagreeing votes of the two Houses on SB 2526, same being an act relating to health, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective Houses as follows. 1, that the House recede from its amendment 016339. 2, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the Conference Committee amendment attached here too, and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Speaker Pro Tem Avila, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety.
Representative Avila moves to accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yea.
Yea.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having completed debate on Friday and wave closed, the question now recurs on final passage of Senate Bill 2526. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine, announce the vote.
107 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the conference committee report on Senate Bill 2524.
The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker. I'm directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the Conference Committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2524 as amended by the Conference Committee report and requests the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary. The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your Conference Committee on the disagreeing votes of the two Houses on SB 2524, same being an act relating to education, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective Houses as follows. 1, that the House recede from its amendment 239289. 2, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the Conference Committee amendment attached here too, and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Fine, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety.
Representative Fine moves to accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yea.
Yea.
All opposed, no. So the motion is adopted. Having concluded a debate on Friday, Representative Fine, you're recognized to close.
Wave closed, Mr. Speaker.
Having waived closed, question now recurs on final passage of Senate Bill 2524. Clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine, announce a vote.
83 yeas, 24 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the conference committee report on Senate Bill 2508.
The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the Conference Committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2508 as amended by the Conference Committee report and requests the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary. The Honorable Chris Sproul, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your Conference Committee on the disagreeing votes of the two Houses on SB 2508, same being an act relating to environmental resources. Having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective Houses as follows. 1, that the House of Representatives recede from its amendment 981363. 2, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the Conference Committee amendment attached here too, and by reference made a part of this report. Reading of the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Tomko, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety.
Representative Tomko moves to accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yea.
Yea.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, you are recognized to waive close. Question now recurs on final passage of Senate Bill 2508. Clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock machine, announce a vote.
99 yeas, 8 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the conference report passes. Read the conference committee report on CS for House Bill 7071.
The Honorable Chris Sprouse, Speaker. I'm directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the Conference Committee report as an entirety and passed CS for HB 7071, as amended by the Conference Committee report by the required constitutional two-thirds vote of all members elected to the Senate, and request the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary. The Honorable Chris Sprouse, Speaker, House of Representatives. The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, your Conference Committee on the disagreeing votes of the two Houses on CS for HB 7071, same being an act relating to taxation, having met and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective Houses as follows. One, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the Conference Committee amendment attached hereto, and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Payne, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety.
Representative Payne moves to accept the Conference Committee report in its entirety. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Sure, the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate on Friday, Representative Payne, you're recognized to close.
Waive close, Mr. Speaker.
Having waived close, question now recurs on final passage of CS for House Bill 7071. Clerk will unlock the machine. Members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine, announce a vote.
107 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the committee report passes. Members, I believe that concludes our work for the 2022 regular session. Congratulations. Members, while we're waiting for the Senate to conclude their business so that we could adjourn sine die, two things I want to say. The second is housekeeping. The first is before we leave the chamber today, I'm going to ask you all when we leave to follow me and the leadership team out to the rotunda so that we can celebrate the end of session along with our Senate counterparts and our Senate counterparts as well as Governor DeSantis. But before we do that, as we follow the leadership team out, I just want to have one last thank you to the members of our leadership team. This has been the greatest leadership team that I have seen being here, the opportunity to serve with you all, how much you have fought for this House and for the principles of this House. I know I speak on behalf of all the members when I say we'll all be eternally grateful. Thank you all. Members, I ask that we stand in just a little bit of informal recess here just for a few moments. I wouldn't even go very far. The Senate should conclude their business any moment now, and then I will recognize Chairman Renner for a motion. Representative Renner, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn sine die.
All in favor say yay. All opposed, no. So the motion is adopted. The House is now adjourned sine die.